The King of the Beasts feels right at home here at the International Exotic Animal Sanctuary northwest of Fort Worth. Here, animals are not confined to small cages, but have plenty of room to move around. This nonprofit organization for big, fearsome creatures is directed by Richard Gilbreth.
One, it's a mutual respect between us and them. Everything we do is based on safety. That is the first and foremost deal out here, is safety for us and also for the animals.
Many of these animals were abused or abandoned before finding shelter here. Gilbreth says there's a great need to help such creatures, but his nonprofit facility can only do so much.
If we can't provide them a quality of life, I don't take the animal in. That's the reason we only have 63 cats and 7 bears at the moment. If I took in everything that I got a phone call for, I'd have 500 animals in a year, and then we couldn't provide for them.
A couple of hours' drive south from the sanctuary is another chunk of Texas prairie devoted to exotic animals. At the Fossil Rim Wildlife Center, visitors can drive through and even feed some of the animals. Jan Bussey, who has worked here since the mid-1980s, says many of the animals from Africa feel right at home here in Texas.
We can give them very similar climate. A number of people that come here that have been to Africa say that our land looks a lot like what they saw. That we can get them away from the strife, from the wars, and into a safe location for breeding.
At Fossil Rim, such animals as the cheetah and rhinoceros are kept in special enclosures and bred in an effort to keep their species healthy and ensure their survival. Some are reintroduced in their native lands, but Jan Bussey says zoos also rely on Fossil Rim for animals that otherwise might be hard to come by.
They can come here where we can do some good breeding and get animals to use for educating the public without having to go back to the wild and get an already endangered resource.
The animals from Africa and other faraway places share this area with some at-home Texas critters like these deer, who just happened to be here long before the park was established. But the animals all have plenty of room to romp and run. None of them seem to feel exotic at all in their Texas home. Greg Flakus, VOA News, at the Fossil Rim Wildlife Center in Texas.